The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome, Christina. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Happy New Year.
You too.
So I imagine a lot of people who buy a new home are also in the market for new appliances. Either some of the appliances aren't there or they just don't like whatever it is. It's white and they want stainless steel or the other way around, whatever.
I think that's exactly right. Or they're just the stuff that came with your new house is on its last legs. And by the way, the timing of our conversation is really good because January is a good time to buy appliances.
Why is that?
Well, January, September, and October, manufacturers typically trot out new models. And certainly in January, retailers are looking to move last year's inventory. The last days of the month are also good opportunities for deals because stores are eager to meet quotas and they might negotiate a price with you.
Interesting. So let's talk about a few major appliance categories and what the savvy appliance buyers should consider here.
Sure, sure. And just so that we sort of frame this up, because there's so much to say about each appliance type and so many large appliances, so I was thinking maybe I could just highlight some features that are nice to have and others that aren't worth it.
Okay, perfect. We'll probably only have time for a few appliances anyhow. Let's start with washing machine.
Okay. Oh, and one other thing. Because this is such a huge topic, we've got a section of House Logic devoted to appliance buying and care, so you can visit it at houselogic.com/radio. But at any rate, back to the question about washing machines. I think one of the most important features or considerations is a front loader rather than a top loader, even though front loaders are generally more expensive. But that's because they're more efficient than top loaders. They use about 22 gallons of water per load, which is 50% less than top loaders. They use about half the electricity of a top loader. But again, the price differential is a little bit different. The front loaders cost about $700 to $1,300, and top loaders are typically between $300 and $650.
Okay. What else should you look for when you buy a washer?
Well, I think especially if you're going to do a front loader, you might want to consider a pedestal for convenience. It'll add a little bit to your cost, but then you don't have to bend so much when you're loading and unloading. And plus, some pedestals come with a built-in drawer, and that's just more laundry room storage that you didn't have before. The other thing I think isn't worth it is stainless or a porcelain drum. Like, better to go with a stainless steel drum. They don't get nicked and scratched by zippers and buttons and rivets as much. And certainly in my case, my basement is really dim, and that's where the laundry room is. So if you don't have a well-lit space, you might want to opt for a control panel that lights up. And if your machine is near your living area, look for washers that have sensors that reduce the noise because they keep the loads balanced.
Okay, so that's the stuff that's worth getting. What features aren't really worth it?
Well, for one, the extra rinse cycle, it just extends washing time, and that just wastes water and electricity. And also, so many appliances are becoming Wi-Fi enabled these days, and it's cool. I mean, you can control your machine remotely through an app, but there's just so many fires that are started by washers and dryers that the National Fire Protection Association says you shouldn't even run your washer or dryer when you're sleeping or out of the house. So it's probably something to not invest in. And then one other thing is that Consumer Reports says the steam setting isn't really that useful. It only slightly boosts stain removal. So that's another thing to not put extra money into.
Christina Hoffman, for more appliance tips, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook, facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, as always, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.